Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories. All building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. How are we all doing? Joined by lovely Ravs and Lydia. Mm-hmm. We all good?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good. We all actually hung out for once, ever.
Oh my
what?
Jesus.
We hang out all the time. What do you mean? We're besties. Every night. We are plaiting each other's hair.
It's like a once
rom-coms.
A week occurrence, if it was like, well, like once every 2 weeks. But it was a special one.
Yeah.
It was
Mr.
Ralph.
Mr. Ralph's turned 40.
40
no, 30
years
old. 30 years old. I'm the youngest man alive.
Old.
I'm
wow.
So young and supple and ample.
70.
What was World War II like, Rats?
Some juicy young man, huh?
What was World War II like?
Yeah, what was it like?
Living through that. That must have been really tough.
You know.
What was it like watching the moon landing? Was it that good? Was that one of your highlights?
Very crazy. Wait, you fucking, you old hag, you're older than me.
Once you hit 30, it's all fair game, you know. Now that we're both in our 30s, it's the same thing. It's all the same thing.
Yeah. I'm still the youngest man to ever live.
Did you have an enjoyable night, Ravs?
Oh my God.
Did you like it?
It was a beautiful and wonderful night. It's also maybe the most boozy night I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
I still don't know if I've recovered from it. I feel like I'm a changed man.
You're different. Your DNA now has been irreparably changed.
My DNA has been altered after that night.
All I can say is when I left and I was very drunk, you were very drunk. And by the sounds of it, you stayed a lot longer.
Well, I don't actually remember getting home. And I found out that we left the pub at like 4:30 a.m.
Oh my God.
Is what I've been told.
So that was definitely the drunkest I've ever seen you, without a doubt. I think I left at like 2-ish and you were hammered. So I'm impressed that you stayed for another 3 hours of drinking. Do you remember at the end I was like, you're fucked. You're like, I'm not fucked. And I was like, remember the sentence that I'm telling you and tell it to me tomorrow. And then I'll know you weren't fucked. And then we both forgot what the sentence was. So it doesn't really matter.
But I actually have like little fragments of memory from that night. So I remember that quite well. I remember Tom saying, all right, we're going to do speeches now. Everyone's going to say nice things about Ravs. Don't remember a single thing anyone said about me.
Wait, but Tom literally made us do that earlier in the night. Like,
And guess what? I have no memory of this place.
So I did such a lovely speech about you. It was so emotional. Genuinely, it was a really nice speech. And then I was like, and then you were like, that speech was so lovely. Thank you. And I was like, oh, you're fucked. You're not going to remember it anyway. And you were like, yes, I am. I was like, what did I just say? And you were like, I have no idea. You forgot like instantly. Also, when we were at one of the pubs, I don't know if you're going to remember this. I was sitting next to you and you drank some of a drink and you were like, Lydia, am I drinking cider? Disgusting. And I looked at you, I was like, Ravs, I think that's some drink that someone's just left behind. Your beer is here and you've been drinking from some glass you just picked up. Someone's left over cider.
Yeah, I accidentally picked up the wrong drink and drank it and it was fucking grim. I remember that.
Oh my God.
It was a really fun night, though. I had a great time.
It was a really good night. Yeah. I had a fantastic day.
It was great. Good. Yeah, loved it.
It was good times.
It's worth the 2-day hangover when you turn 30. Yeah. You got to go all out.
So I have a little surprise for you guys. And depending how this goes, this may need to be cut. So
I like surprises.
Yeah.
I came into the office this morning and I got handed a letter from America, from California, with three United States stamps on it.
Right.
And it's addressed to 0 Degrees Podcast.
Wow.
What? I don't know if we've received any physical mail. This may be a question. I've no idea what
crazy.
It is.
A mailed in question?
Yeah.
This is maybe. So cool.
Shall I open it? I've got it with me.
Is it from Obama?
It's Obama.
I'm trying to get the ASMR of me opening the letter.
Soda.
There you go.
Maybe it's, what's his face? Justin Trudeau.
Well, why would he be sending from America?
Well, maybe he's just there on Hollybobs.
It's an entire A4 side.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wow.
Read it.
Holy shit, an actual physically mailed-in question.
Now, I don't want to say I spoiled it for myself, but I just read who signed it, because I was like, oh, I wonder who's this from? I mean, is it someone we know? Is it a viewer that says, it finishes with the sentence, thank you so much, sincerely, a premature ejaculator. So we're 100% reading this.
Wowie.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that can be question one when we get there.
Yeah, I'll put this aside for question one. Thank you, whoever sent this
Thank you
My
for sending
goodness.
Us in fucking mail, Jesus
Love
Christ.
That, fan mail.
So what else is going down in you guys' life?
Well, I'm going to Japan in 2 days.
Oh, so you'll be in Japan when this podcast comes out?
Yes, I will be in Japan when this podcast is released. I will be in Tokyo. I'm there for 12 days.
Oh my gosh, so long. Holy fuck.
No, but it's crazy because two of those days will be travel days, but me and my friend worked out our itinerary for it. And even with that amount of time in Tokyo, we still can't do all the stuff we wanted to do. Like, Tokyo is so big and there is so much to do that even that is not enough. Because we're just staying in Tokyo, but doing some day trips and stuff. And even that's not long enough to do all the stuff we want to do.
Wow.
There's a lot to do in Japan.
There's so much. There's also, because the time we're going, there's loads of festivals on. So there's loads of like dance festivals and like firework festivals and lantern festivals. And so we're doing a lot of that stuff as well.
What's the highlight? What's the thing you're really looking forward to?
Two things. One is the Ghibli Museum.
Ghibli.
I wanted to go to that. Just
have you got tickets for it?
I do have tickets for it.
Nice.
So that, and also we're going to this really beautiful lake that sort of looks over Mount Fuji. And going to like this like traditional place there, and it just looks really beautiful. So I'm very excited for that as well.
Sounds great. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, I have to regale you with my stories.
Are you
when I get
wrapping
back.
Yourself in bubble wrap for the next 2 days?
Oh
no
my
leaving
God.
The house.
So,
no stairs, just
well,
fucking
you,
sit
you
on the sofa.
You already had a bit of a scare, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I thought I wasn't going to go because I fucked my back God. Up so badly that
God.
I literally couldn't move. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like, you know, you get backache and it's like, oh, my back hurts. Mm-hmm. This was like my back went into a spasm. So if I tried to move, I was just in screaming pain. So I literally was crying saying I can't go to Japan because I can't even get
I'm sorry
into the
to
car.
Laugh. It's so Lydia.
It's just so Lydia.
It's so fucking on brand. It's I don't know what I did in a past life. Maybe I was Hitler because the way things are going, maybe. But now my back is sore, but I can move. But in preparation, I have packed literally every over-the-counter medicine. But pretty much every like illness I can think of.
You're a drug mule.
You should check that because in Japan there's super strict drug laws.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
You can be arrested if you
That would be very on brand. Hey guys, I've been arrested in Japan.
Hey guys, we're doing this from a Japanese prison.
I can't come home. No, I've checked what I can take and I've actually got like permission from Japan to take some stuff.
Okay.
So I'm all good to go on that front. But I am nervous, but very excited.
I think it'll be great. I think you'll have a great time. Are you nervous about the flight? I feel like the flight's going to be the worst bit, to be honest.
Oh, you're a nervous flyer, aren't you?
I hate flying. The last week, I keep having nightmares about plane crashes.
Oh, my God, like, Lydia, my life.
My subconscious, why would you do that to me? I'm actually not as nervous as I thought I would be. It is a long flight. It's 14 hours.
Which way are you flying?
With who?
As in, like, are you flying, like, which way? Are you going to fly Dubai? Are you going straight?
Oh, straight there. London to Tokyo, straight.
What, over the Arctic or down and around? Because they don't fly over Russia anymore, do they?
No, I actually have no idea what the route is.
They've not announced that yet, because I have been spending my past couple of weeks on the phone to Japan Airlines trying to refund my Japan trip.
I know
it sucks ass, but they cannot give me a refund until they officially announce that they are changing my flight's route over Russia.
But when are they going to, why haven't, but have they already started rerouting?
I thought they did this years ago.
I don't know, but they said, I spoke to them, it's like, yeah, your flight will fly over Russia and it's probably going to be announced the next couple of days when you get the email, phone us back and we can fully refund you.
What? Am I flying over Russia? What?
You might be.
London to...
Oh, wait, no. Who are you flying with?
Japan. BA.
Oh, I don't know if they fly over. Japan.
I don't want to fly over a war zone. Help me. Does
don't worry, Lydia. The worst that could happen...
Shut up right fucking now. Fuck off and die, Dabs.
Just screaming...
I hate you so much.
In a fireball in the sky.
I hate you fucking much.
It won't be in the sky. It will be on the floor in Ukraine. God. It will be burning cinders. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, bye, guys. Yeah. See ya.
It's going to be fine, Lydia. It's going to be fine. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Well, I just looked online. It says longer flight times after Russia bans UK airlines from space. From airspace.
From space.
You can't do it. So I imagine that's just the case anyway? That it doesn't fly over Russia?
Well, Japan Airlines currently do, according to them. So when they change that, I can get my refund. Yay!
I see. Oh, yeah, I've looked it up. British Airways avoid the area, but it doesn't say about... What is it, Japan Airline?
I mean, you can just look at flight radar and you can just see that people are, like, the plane's avoiding Russia. Like, it's very, very obvious. It's not. Like, the flight map is just...
But wait. Thank you for flying with Japan Airlines. Due to the situation in Russia and Ukraine, we are unable to operate flights over Russia airspace.
What? Is that your flight?
I looked up for RAVs and they said that in January.
Huh. Yeah, they said to me that it's not changed yet and that... Like when I get an email, it will change.
I think I was surprised when you said that. I think it's already changed. Everyone made their action earlier this year.
Like if you look on the flight tracker right now, there is some over Russia, but that might be internal. There's nothing over Ukraine. Interesting.
Well, I will be phoning them in like a week. I set a reminder on my phone to phone them back because they were like, it will be in a couple of days. You'll get an email. And I was like, okay.
Mm. Well, keep us updated. Let us know how it goes.
Let us know how it goes. And Lydia, good luck.
Thank you.
Flying over Russia. I mean, Japan.
Yes.
You're all going to hell. Anyway.
Not until you are.
Actually, something else exciting is happening while you're away, Lydia.
Yes.
And I guess it would have been announced by the time that this podcast goes out. Wow.
Oh, let's see. Is Wednesday today? Wait, what
day is Wednesday? Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's literally being announced today. This is pretty pog.
What is it? I don't know.
Me and Rav's Shadow and Sarah applied to be part of MCC Rising about 2-3 weeks ago, which is a big Minecraft event. MCC is a big Minecraft event, and Rising's like their open application format where anyone can apply. And we fucking got in. We found out like a week ago.
Yeah, buddy.
And all of us were so like kind of pessimistic about it. And we just had no hope. Like,
nah, there's no way we're getting in here, dude.
And then they just fucking accepted us.
Oh, amazing. Yeah,
which is really exciting. So we're going in. We're going to represent Yogs. Try to do us proud. It's a lot of really good people at Minecraft and in it. So I'm not that confident.
But we have life experience on them. Okay.
Oh, the average age of people we're playing against, I think, is about 17. So
Yeah, I know there's at least one 16-year-old or something in there as well. Like, I'm fucking nearly double their age. I feel I may be the oldest player in the MTC.
I think you might be.
But
I genuinely might be in this server. I don't know.
Harry, you're really good at Minecraft, though, aren't you? You're like...
What the fuck?
Sorry, no, sorry.
I mean, Ravs and Shadow are pretty good. I can't say the same for Sarah.
Sarah is abysmally bad.
Is she a newbie?
She is, like, dreadful. I think...
No. I'll give her credit. I was playing a little bit of Minecraft with her last night to practice, and she was doing all right.
Is she championship?
She's doing better than I was thinking. But she knows a lot about it. She knows a lot about it, which is very useful.
She'll be amazing.
We had to do our onboarding thing, like, to make tech tests, and, like, Sarah's brother was there, so I got to meet Sarah's brother.
Cute.
She'll be playing on his setup, so which is why he was there. And he was doing better at the games than Sarah was.
But I think that's great. To be honest, I think we don't tell them about that, but we just let, you know, he'll be there. Oh dear, you know, her hands slip off the keyboard for a game. His hands slip on the keyboard. Oh no, you know, no one can tell.
Oh, true.
Fuck yeah. That's, so this is, as a Minecraft newbie myself, so this is a big deal, isn't it? This is like a...
It's a pretty big deal. I mean, there's a lot of
in the Minecraft
YouTube
world.
What I say is a lot of big YouTubers applied, and it's been very, very funny. And I can say this on this podcast because I don't think it will get picked up, but it's been very fucking funny watching them be very salty that they didn't get in, but we did get in.
Wow.
I've been reveling. I don't know if you have, Ravs, but I've been watching some people in the Minecraft community mold that they didn't get in. I'm just
really?
Like,
I've not been looking at that. Okay, I'm going to have to look, because I will... Yeah, send me some bets, because it will make
really,
me
just really
big
funny.
Joy.
Really funny. Just good times. So yeah, it is quite a big deal. The big MCC is usually filled with the biggest Minecraft creators, but this is MCC Rising, so it's lots of up-and-coming creators.
Which
is really lovely.
Do you get anything if you win?
I don't know if you get a coin.
Special coin, I think.
A coin?
Yeah.
A real-life coin or
real life
Bitcoin?
Coin.
A real-life coin. Very
it's like a
nice.
Special Minecraft coin.
Yeah.
Bragging rights is really what it's worth.
Yeah, you can just fucking put on your CV, innit?
I really, really want to win, because I've been looking in the Discord, and I'm not being mean, but they're obviously young, and they're like, boys, I'm like, guys, this is so important right now. Do I get McDonald's? And I'm like, come on, man.
Oh.
Come on, man. I'm getting an
old
notification with this,
Ravs.
Man.
Like, old man. Like,
Ravs. Guys, Ravs is literally the epitome
of,
like,
your fucking team chat.
I imagine is just like if MCC teams were just like neighbors in houses. Do you know what I mean? Ravs is like the angry neighbor who's disgruntled that the kids are like having a party. Do you know what I mean?
Shaking
He's like, keep that noise down.
I'm like, brother, get the McDonald's or not. You know, like, don't send a general chat message to say, should I get McDonald's?
They're excited. It's cute.
It is cute, but I'm like, I got the notification. I was like, I want to punch my phone.
You little grumpus. Is this the same thing that we did, like, for Jingle Jam, where
you and Boof cried?
Where me and Boof cried and Harry got the best carry ever because he was on a team with us.
Yes. Yeah. It's a repeat of that. It's round two.
Nice. So
I'm just praying I don't... Honestly, I'm just praying I don't have to carry as hard. That's what I'm praying for.
You'll smash it.
We're pretty good at Minecraft.
So anyone wants to watch it, it's
a strong team.
26th Saturday. We'll be live on Yogscast channels and our channels. And
yeah, we'll be all fun. Yeah.
Next month, September.
No, August.
Oh, this month.
2 weeks.
It's this month.
A week. I guess it'll be a week from when this podcast... It'll be this week when this podcast comes out. Holy
oh, my
fuck.
God. You need to have a training montage.
I'll be in Germany. No, wait. Will I be in Germany? No, I won't be.
Wait,
you're going to be
in Germany?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to Germany next week.
What?
When are you going to practice?
Like this week, I guess.
What are you doing
I'm
in
changing
Germany?
Your name. I'm going on your computer in the office. I'm changing your Steam password. You're not allowed to play with Baldur's Gate, dude. You're going to fucking Germany. Yeah, I don't know why I was worried about Sarah. I need to be worried about fucking you. What,
dude? I got this, man. I know what I'm doing in Minecraft, I'm going to Gamescom. The very last minute.
Oh,
me and Sips are off on a little mandate to Gamescom.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you been?
I've not seen Sips in ages.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. Have you been before to Gamescom?
No, first time.
Ooh, Gamescom's fun. I've been a few times. You just drink a lot of beer, eat a lot of sausage. It's a good time.
It's kind of like a logistic nightmare though, because I get in at like 10:30 Wednesday.
And then at night?
At night, yeah. And then like, you know, I guess I should probably go to bed. And then like,
You'll go out drinking.
Maybe. But then like hang out with Sips. Then we have like a thing that we're doing there, like a brand deal thing. It's going to be very cool. And I can't wait to talk about it on the podcast, but I don't think I can talk about it this week. And then I have to like fly back on Friday and then a logistic Friday morning and a logistic nightmare where I have a connecting flight. And if I miss any of my flights, getting home for MCC is going to be scary.
Oh shit. So you're only there for one full day.
What the fuck is going, what is this?
I know. I said to them, I was like, guys, you must get me home no matter what by Saturday, because
I want you running through those fucking airports, Ravs.
Dude, I'm going to be Naruto running for extra speed.
Who's your backup in case Ravs is stuck in Germany? You can't have a backup.
If one person misses, the entire team will be replaced.
No.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It kind of makes sense though. Like, obviously, you just have constant rolling backups and stuff. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh my God, Ravs, the pressure's on. You've got to get home in time.
I know. Listen, I will literally, if I miss my connecting flight in Amsterdam, I will literally pay the Uber. I will Uber from Amsterdam to Bristol. Oh my God,
how much would that cost? An Uber?
I don't know, actually. I probably wouldn't do that, but I would find
probably
a way.
It would be like 700-800 quid, I reckon.
I think it'd be more than that.
I'd get the Eurostar and shit.
Uber from Germany to England. Like, is that a, like, get a price estimate? Can you go city to city? Get a price estimate in your city. Like, is that?
I could get the Eurostar, right? That's always a backup.
I'm always really scared of doing Uber price estimates because I'm always so scared it would just book it.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
It's just like,
Because where is it? It's Cologne, right?
Yeah.
Cologne
but
to
my
Bristol.
First flight is to Amsterdam. And if I miss the connecting flight, I'm in Amsterdam.
How long do you have between the flights?
An hour.
Oh.
I know, it's a bit of a spicy.
Is there any flights after your flight from Amsterdam to Bristol?
I haven't looked that up, but I imagine
there'll
there
be flights
be...
to, from Amsterdam to the UK.
Oh,
you'll
yeah,
be able
there'll
to
be
get
loads.
To the UK and then get a train or something. Like, fuck me, yeah. Amsterdam to the UK, basically just like...
I mean, that or I can just get the Eurostar, right?
If yeah, but that'll be very booked up.
Also, where do you get it from? You'd have to go to...
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
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 Oh, my God. Well...
Travel anxiety. I love travel anxiety.
Oh. I love it too. It's great, isn't it?
It's so great, isn't it? So much fun. Just that lovely anxiety. Will I make my thing or will I not?
It's horrible. Like, I've got to. So on Friday, my flight to Japan is at 9:30 a.m. and I'm driving that one, being driven there from Bristol in the morning. So I've got to get to the airport for 6:30. So I'm going to leave Bristol at like 4:30, I guess. And just the anxiety of just oversleeping or you know, anything like that. When it's that early, you know, I'm so worried that I'm going to oversleep. Although probably I just won't sleep at all. Like, the anxiety of missing the flight means you end up just staying up. Because I'm going to have to wake up at like 3 a.m. and I usually fall asleep about 1, 2. So...
Yeah, I would just stay awake.
Just stay awake and then try and sleep on the plane.
Then you will be like, sorry, that's making me tired. Then you will be really tired for the plane though. And then that's kind of good.
Which is good because I land in Japan at 7 a.m. So if I've slept a bit on the plane, at least I can try and kind of get into the time zone.
And do a thing.
But yeah, anyway, shall we read that letter?
Yes, let's read this lovely letter. I haven't pre-read it. I just closed it as soon as we said no. We'll read
it
in a bit.
We might have to cut this.
This may have to be cut. If you just hear a loud beep, that means we're going to have muted all of it and we've moved on. Okay, here we go.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Dear 0 Degrees Podcast, I've been listening to the podcast for a long time, but couldn't think of any problem of my own. It turns out I've had one this whole time. This one affects me often and impacts the relationship that I have with my girlfriend. So I'm really not sure how I overlooked it. Here it is. I have what I think to be very bad premature ejaculation. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost 4 years now and have found out about my condition the first time I went over to her house in high school. And we had engaged in what some might call dry humping.
Wow.
When we now engage in sexual intercourse, I usually last less than 30 seconds. But rarely I can go for about 1 minute. This is the case no matter what type of technique I try. A pelvic exercise, stop, start, pause and squeeze, etc. all don't work for me. As you might imagine, this is difficult for us to deal with, especially given that we are both catastrophically down bad because of our age. Usually after intercourse, we are both disappointed and don't know what to do. She also has expressed that she does not want me to do mouth stuff on her, so that is not an alternative. I honestly, at no point during reading this letter did I think mouth stuff was mouth an alternative. Stuff. Help me, 0 Degrees. What should I do? Brackets. Neither of us like pegging. Thank you so much. Sincerely. Sincerely, a premature ejaculator. P.S. My girlfriend is a furry. However, we do not engage in furry stuff.
Wowie. What a letter.
There's so much to unpack.
Okay, did this person send a letter because they were worried that we would somehow like see their IP or and work out who they are? Which we can't do, by the way, when you send messages. No.
Yeah, don't worry about
that. We don't know who you are.
I guess I do have a return to sender address, which I'm not going to read out.
Well, I mean, like, I was just going to say you got to eat pussy, but that's just out of the question now. I was like the whole time. I'm like, well, my friend, you're gonna have to eat some pussy, but now apparently no.
No mouth stuff.
I love the term mouth stuff. It just sounds so fucking. It just actually sounds grosser than eat pussy. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just mouth stuff.
Mouth stuff.
Like what are you doing?
So
like,
ambiguous.
It's just like there's a so generalized. Teeth
involved, what's
you know
what going
mean?
On?
It does. It does sound a bit grim, doesn't it?
God, I mean, this is a real problem. This is legitimately a real problem.
Well, how do you treat yours, Ravs? What do you do?
Just pegging. Dare you? I have, you know, actually, that I do not have that problem.
Yeah,
because you don't have sex.
They called him Captain Longstroke.
That's not fair.
They called him the longest stroke. Gandalf
as
is
a
such a long stroke.
Single and horny man, it will again, once again, come to me.
This is payback for you saying I was going to die in the air.
Teasing Rams about sexual activity was mean.
So
I'm fucking freshly single.
Men, you need to say what you would do in this situation because obviously I don't have any experience.
Toys are your friend.
But how would you Legal. Last, you two, if you were to have struggling with that?
I mean, the first thing you have to do is like, strictly like lasting longer is, there's not a million ways to like do it.
You have to... training.
Yeah, it's just training. I feel like this guy's young. I just want to like instantly say that. And I feel like that's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like, you do lack some of that control when you're younger.
Yeah. When you get older, maybe it'll be better for you.
When nothing turns you on anymore.
when you've life done is everything. Boring. Nothing left.
When life has beaten you down.
I feel like that's like a big factor in this. I feel like condoms, honestly, are great, but also like slowing things down a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like and obviously, safe sex is also great. So it's kind of a double whammy.
Double bonus.
Yeah. Equally though, if you are forever stuck as a little 30-second cummy boy,
mm-hmm.
like just get some toys for your partner and use them on her.
100%.
Like that's like you know, make sure they get off as well, otherwise that is a doomed relationship.
Yeah. They have to get off first before you do. Done.
Like, exactly.
What about the is this a technique that works? Wanking before you have sex? Does that work?
Oh yeah, you could try bang out a fucking the easy road.
Yeah, I mean, a question mark.
If it only takes you 30 seconds.
It's not exactly like a laborious ask beforehand,
exactly,
is it?
Right? Yeah.
I think, I have heard from friends that that works, Lydia, but I don't know if that is like a guaranteed strategy.
Right.
I know that I know they do make like desensitizing like condoms or something, like ones with like numbing
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
just stuff numb your dick.
Which I know sounds kind of fucked up, but I'm pretty sure they do. So I feel like that is like actually a solution.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard that the pelvic, I was surprised because pelvic exercise is what I had assumed was the option. I don't know if you ever heard that, Rouse. I have no idea what they are, but apparently...
Like Kegels and shit?
Yeah, I think like just having more control in that area is supposedly a really good solution. But honestly, maybe just get her to fucking dress up as a furry, because that would sort me out. I'd never finish it.
I wouldn't want to fuck them at that point.
I don't know, Lydia, have you ever had a partner that's experienced this problem?
Yes, I have. I have indeed. An ex many years ago. I would echo what you guys said. As long as you are making sure that she arrives first, if possible, multiple times.
She arrives
to her destination.
Yeah.
Like you guys said, toys and things like that. Multiple times beforehand, she's not going to care as much. She's only going to be super frustrated if it's like pent up, like horniness, and then 30 seconds of sex, and then she doesn't get to arrive to her destination. And then she's going to be frustrated. So you have to get some toys, basically. Get some toys.
Get some toys.
Focus on her. Make sure that she has a good time, and then you don't have to worry so much.
That's what I yell when I come, though. What? I've arrived! I'm going to yell that full volume.
Perfect. Okay, well, there we go.
No one else has arrived, but Ravis has arrived.
No one else.
I have arrived, and then I'm immediately asleep.
But I'd also say, I mean, there's like, I feel like there's a lot of shame kind of wrapped up in subject matters like this. And don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more surprisingly normal than you'd think.
Yeah.
I'd equally say, like, it's a lot of it's probably to do with age. I feel like there is like a lot of age in that. I know that's like a thing. So don't worry. Like, that's not your burden for life. And it sounds like they're also like consciously trying to, you know, improve on it. So don't like be disappointed or sad. Just make
and there's
make
other
the
ways.
Effort.
Like we've said, you know, toys, eating pussy, whatever you got to fucking do. Mm-hmm. Use your hands. Do hand stuff. Do what you got to do.
I got to say, she's like, I do feel like she's, you know, just burying her own grave, saying she doesn't want mouth stuff. Like, that is, you know, that's an interesting decision from her.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Or them, I guess. I should just need to say her. Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, interesting. I guess it's not for everyone.
I don't like that this meta is now going to develop, though, that you can write in your question on a letter.
Oh my god, yeah,
we'll
read it. Yeah. Oh, maybe, I kind of love that.
Maybe I do kind of like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
I'm sure the office will love getting sacks filled. Well, I mean, by the time Lydia gets back from Japan, the office is going to be usable again. We've not recorded in person because we've been redecorating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you get back, maybe if we have another letter, you can read it
in person. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Mm. Love that.
That being said, still send messages into the form, please.
Yes, please. Don't stop. We still need them.
This is not the new way.
Yeah. Well, the inverse will come true, right? Because we'll get Sophie on the form that we'll be like, wow, a new one on the form. It's going to be a good one. And then, you know, all the letters will just be getting shredded and burnt.
It's like a pendulum.
Yeah. We've got to trick them. Okay. Well, very nice.
Good luck. Good luck, little cummy boy.
Godspeed.
God.
All right, next question, something a bit lighter. Well, not that that was heavy, it was just very rude.
Very raunchy.
Very raunchy. Okay, says, hello, we are 7 blebs in a Discord call and are having an intense disagreement over saucepans. This has lasted 30 minutes so far. Would you classify a saucepan as a pan or a pot?
I mean,
it's in the fucking name, you stupid fuck. It's saucepan. It's saucepan. It says saucepan. Fucking idiots.
Yep.
Well,
yeah, I mean, this is even if the, because some saucepans, they do come with lids. You can get lids for your saucepans. Very handy for steaming stuff and cooking stuff. That's still a saucepan, a pan.
Yeah.
I can see what they're saying, though, because when you think of pan, you think of something flat, more like a frying pan. When a saucepan is like typically quite like a deep pot shape.
Yeah, but if you're going, but there's a step between those two, right, Lydia?
Mm-hmm.
There's a step between saucepan, there's this frying pan, saucepan, and then I would say that the step between saucepan and pot is a wok. Because woks are super raised up edges, right? They're really...
And that's a pan. A wok
that
is a pan.
Still probably is counted as a pan. I mean, it's a wok. But yeah, I still count that as a pan over a pot. A pot, to me, is like completely flat bottoms. It's like a cylinder. And it has to be like... It's for boiling stuff.
But that's what you use. That's a saucepan as well. You grab... You make pasta in a saucepan. You like boil pasta in a saucepan.
What?
A saucepan.
Sorry, you're boiling pasta in your saucepan.
And yeah, wait, sorry. I've got to Google this because now you guys have got me fucking thinking, tripping balls. Yes, a saucepan. You would boil pasta in a saucepan.
Wait, what are you thinking of? No, my brain is fucking doing a twiggle.
I was like, yes. I know I don't go in the kitchen much, but I think I'm pretty sure you do that in a saucepan.
No, I agree with you. I retract. I agree with you.
But you see what I mean? It's very pot-like.
Yeah, but it says saucepan, therefore I'm calling
it. You know what? Literally just looking at it, is the answer more visual than we're giving credit?
I'm saying it's a pot with just a long handle on it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting it. I'm getting in there. Sauce. Whereas
Maybe you're entirely right, Lydia.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm fucking confused because that's a pot.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, right? It's a pot with a long handle on it. You think a pan, you think it's like more flat.
But it says pan in the name, therefore it's a pan.
I'm going to say it's a pot. It's a pot with
but
a handle.
It's not a sauce pot, it's sauce pan.
A sauce pot, yeah, what is a sauce pot?
Sauce pot sounds like a sexy little minx.
I would say is a one that has the two handles on the side, like, you know, the little hand one these. Whereas, that's a sauce pot, right? With two little...
Wait, Ravs, what do you say to this then? I'm just going to post an image of a saucepan with a handle on the alternate side.
Okay.
one long handle and one grab handle.
Oh my
handle.
God, it's a sauce panny pot.
It's a sauce panny pot.
What is that? That's
described as a stainless steel saucepan with pour spout, glass lid and strainer. Oh, fuck.
It's a blend.
Oh yeah, it has a fucking pour spout on it as well. This has it all.
It's got it all. They've done it. They've made the ultimate pot pan. I wonder if it comes down to something more complex that we can't see visually. Like, is the depth of the material at the bottom of the pan and the pot different? Like, do pots, because saucepans, I always feel like heat up quicker than pots. But usually you're also just putting different things in them. But I wonder, is a pot's material thicker and thus it like retains the heat longer?
The definition.
Well, so I've just Googled, is a saucepan a pot? And it says saucepans tend to cause confusion because they have high sides like a pot, but they also have one handle like a pan. So is a saucepan considered a pot or a pan? The answer is that a saucepan can be both, even though its best application is when used as a pan for reducing sauces.
Saucepan, a deep cooking pan, typically round, made of metal with one long handle and a lid.
Yes.
But does it say, is a pan, is a pot?
It's similar cooking utensil, pan, pot, casserole, skillet, stock pot, stew pot.
I'm gonna say it's tricky though because
I'm saying it's a pan.
But I going back to like frying pans. At which point do you have high walls in a frying pan and it becomes a pot? Whereas, you know, like if you just kept raising the sides up on a frying pan, how far would you have to go until it becomes a pot?
I mean, I guess you get like deep pan, don't you?
Yeah, like a deep frying pan.
But then after, how many centimeters tall is this? This is 26 centimeters. I would say after 26 centimeters tall, it starts to transform into a pot.
20 centimeters?
26.04 centimeters.
I just looked up a tall
pan.
This is the Lydia equation. If pot equals 26.4.
I just found that it's a very deep pan, and I think if it was any taller than this, it would turn into a pot.
So, I guess it's like classic just English language not having the correct terminology.
Just confusing. Yeah, it's like the whole clothes horse and thing, you know, just.
Yeah.
You know, people say, this isn't like that because people don't say different things. It's just, what does it mean?
Like, would you ever call a frying pan a skillet?
No.
Because a skillet is like a more specific type of frying pan, but it is still technically kind of just a frying pan.
I would just call that a pan.
I hate this so much.
I think I would just call a skillet a frying pan.
Yeah.
I would just call it a frying pan as well.
I don't even know what the difference is. I thought they were square, but it seems like they're not all square.
Just Googling skillet. Is there a band with the guy from Raven show in it?
Oh, I think...
Skillet Owen. Skillet are a great band. Is there a lead singer, the guy from that
Raven show?
I don't think so. I think he just looks like
They're American.
You sure?
I listened to Skillet when I was in high school. I wouldn't say they're a good band now because I can't remember their music.
Oh, I just tried to Google their lead singer, John Cooper, and just like a murderer. Just like there's a serial killer.
Wait, he is, or someone called him is?
No, he's just got such a... Their lead singer has such an interesting, sad look.
Oh,
he just looks sad.
Sweet boy. Right. Well, I think we have no conclusion. Really,
would you call Lydia the band Skillet a frying pan?
I would call them a frying pan, yes.
Would you call John Cooper, the mass murderer, a frying pan or a pot?
I would call him a frying pan, yes.
Thank you. That's it. That's it sold. I think it's sold.
Okay. All right. I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Wow, what amazing questions this week.
I know.
Yeah, an interesting week.
Yeah, and interesting highs and lows and all betweens. Let us know in the comments on the YouTube video. I don't know, if you think it's a pot, if you think it's a pan, if you think...
What you do not to come.
Yeah,
just
that,
tell us.
Yeah, that one. Great.
Wow, we didn't suggest, you know, think of your maths teacher or whatever. Oh. That's like the classic, isn't it?
Oh, God. But then what if you come even quicker and then you've got like a complex?
Yeah, that's a good way of finding out when you fancy your maths teacher. Fuck's sake. All right, we'll catch you all next week then.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.